At the crossroads of life's decisions, where uncertainty looms and the path ahead seems shrouded in fog, the quest for divine guidance becomes paramount. In the tapestry of biblical narratives, we discover invaluable principles and examples to illuminate the path of discernment. One such example is found in the life of Solomon, who, when offered anything by God, chose wisdom above all else, 1 Kings 3 verse 9. His decision to prioritize wisdom not only brought him great favor with God, but also enabled him to discern between right and wrong, guiding him in his rule over Israel. Today, let's delve deep into 5 signs to know when God is telling you something, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Similarly, the story of Gideon offers insights into discerning God's will amidst uncertainty. When called to lead Israel against their oppressors, Gideon sought confirmation through a fleece, Judges 6 verses 36 to 40. Through this humble request, Gideon received unmistakable signs affirming God's guidance, demonstrating the importance of seeking confirmation in prayer. In the New Testament, the Apostle James provides practical wisdom for those seeking divine direction. James 1 verse 5 encourages believers to ask God for wisdom, assuring them that he gives generously to all without finding fault. This reassures us that God desires to guide his children and is willing to grant wisdom to those who earnestly seek it. Furthermore, the example of Jesus himself serves as the ultimate model of discernment. In the Garden of Gethsemane, facing the imminent agony of the cross, Jesus prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done," Luke 22 verse 42. Here, Jesus demonstrates surrendering to the Father's will, even in the face of unimaginable suffering, exemplifying the importance of aligning our desires with God's perfect plan. So, how can we discern God's will in our own lives? Through prayer, seeking wisdom, and aligning our desires with His Word, we can find clarity amidst the noise of uncertainty. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 encapsulates this beautifully. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." By entrusting our decisions to God, acknowledging His sovereignty, and seeking His wisdom, we can navigate life's crossroads with confidence, knowing that He will direct our steps according to His perfect plan. The following are the 5 signs to know when God is telling you something. 1. Seek God's Word. When standing at life's crossroads, uncertain of which direction to take, we are reminded of the profound truth found in Psalm 119 verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In the midst of decision-making, it is crucial to immerse ourselves in the timeless wisdom contained within the pages of Scripture. Scripture is not merely a collection of ancient writings. It is a living, breathing revelation of God's will and purpose for humanity. When grappling with decisions, we are encouraged to delve into the Word, seeking guidance and illumination from passages that address similar situations or themes. Consider the story of Joshua, who, upon assuming leadership of the Israelites after Moses' death, faced the daunting task of leading them into the Promised Land. In Joshua 1 verse 8, God instructs Joshua, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Joshua's obedience to God's command to immerse himself in Scripture empowered him to lead the Israelites with wisdom and courage, demonstrating the transformative power of God's Word in decision-making. Similarly, the psalmist David often sought guidance from God's Word in times of uncertainty and distress. In Psalm 119 verse 24, he declares, "Your statutes are my delight, they are my counselors." David recognized the invaluable role of Scripture as a source of counsel and direction in navigating life's complexities. Furthermore, the teachings of Jesus provide timeless principles for discerning God's will. In Matthew 4 verse 4, Jesus affirms, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." By prioritizing the study and application of Scripture, we align ourselves with God's purposes, enabling us to make decisions that honor Him and bring about His kingdom on earth. In moments of uncertainty, let us heed the psalmist's wisdom and immerse ourselves in God's Word. Through prayerful meditation and study, May we find guidance and insight to navigate life's complexities with faith and confidence, knowing that God often speaks to us through His Word, offering direction and illumination for the journey ahead. 2. Pray without ceasing. In the tapestry of spiritual disciplines, prayer stands as a sacred thread that weaves through every aspect of our lives. As articulated in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, we are urged to pray without ceasing, recognizing prayer as our lifeline to the divine, our direct channel of communication with the Almighty. At the crossroads of decision-making, prayer becomes not merely a ritualistic utterance, but a profound act of surrender and dependence upon God. It is through prayer that we humble ourselves before the Creator, acknowledging our finite wisdom and seeking His infinite guidance. Approaching the throne of grace with humility and sincerity, we lay our concerns and uncertainties before God, trusting in His sovereignty and wisdom. Just as Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven," Matthew 6 verse 10, so too do we surrender our desires to His perfect will, inviting His guidance and direction into our decision-making process. The psalmist David, in his moments of anguish and uncertainty, found solace in the practice of prayer. In Psalm 86 verses 6 to 7, he cries out, "Hear my prayer, Lord, listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to You, because You answer me." David's example reminds us of the power of prayer to bring comfort and clarity amidst life's trials. Furthermore, the Apostle James exhorts believers to pray with faith, assured of God's willingness to answer. James 1 verses 5 to 6 declares, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt." Through unwavering faith and persistent prayer, we open the door for God's wisdom and guidance to flood into our lives. In moments of decision-making, let us heed the Apostle Paul's admonition to pray without ceasing, maintaining a posture of continual communion with the divine. Through prayer, we invite God into the very fabric of our decision-making process, trusting Him to lead us along the path of righteousness and fulfillment. 3. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Absolutely, listening to the Holy Spirit is crucial for believers. As Jesus promised in John 14 verse 26, the Holy Spirit serves as our advocate and guide, illuminating God's will in our lives. Taking time to quiet our hearts and listen for the still, small voice of the Spirit is essential for discerning God's direction. Scripture emphasizes the importance of listening to the Holy Spirit. In Galatians 5 verse 25, Paul urges believers to keep in step with the Spirit, indicating the need for continual attentiveness to the Spirit's leading in our lives. Similarly, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 19 cautions against quenching the Spirit, underscoring the importance of openness and receptivity to His promptings. Moreover, the Holy Spirit often confirms God's direction through inner peace and conviction. Philippians 4 verse 7 speaks of a peace that surpasses understanding, which guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When we are aligned with God's will, the Holy Spirit grants us a sense of peace and assurance that serves as confirmation of His leading. Listening to the Holy Spirit involves being attuned to nudges, impressions, and convictions that align with God's character and Word. Just as Elijah encountered God in a gentle whisper, 1 Kings 19 verse 12, the Holy Spirit often speaks to us in subtle ways that require attentive listening and discernment. Therefore, it is essential for believers to cultivate a lifestyle of prayer, meditation on Scripture, and quiet reflection, creating space for the Holy Spirit to speak and lead. By actively seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit and remaining sensitive to His promptings, believers can navigate life's challenges with confidence, knowing that they are following God's perfect plan for their lives. 4. Seek wise counsel. Seeking wise counsel is indeed a wise practice for believers, as Proverbs 15 verse 22 aptly reminds us that plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. In moments of decision-making or uncertainty, turning to mature believers who can offer godly wisdom and perspective is invaluable. The Bible consistently emphasizes the importance of seeking counsel from others. In Proverbs 11 verse 14, it states, "Where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety." This verse highlights the protective role that wise counsel plays in our lives, guarding us from potential pitfalls and steering us towards God's best. Moreover, seeking counsel from mentors, pastors, and trusted friends aligns with the biblical principle of community and mutual edification within the body of Christ. Proverbs 27 verse 17 tells us, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." Through the exchange of wisdom and insight, believers can sharpen and encourage one another in their walk with God. Furthermore, seeking wise counsel can help confirm God's leading and provide clarity amidst uncertainty. In Acts 15, we see the early church leaders coming together to seek counsel and discern God's will regarding a divisive issue. Through prayer, discussion, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, they reached a consensus that brought unity and direction to the church. It's important to note that seeking counsel doesn't mean blindly following the advice of others, but rather prayerfully considering their input in light of God's word and personal discernment. As Proverbs 19 verse 20 advises, "Listen to advice and accept discipline, and at the end, you will be counted among the wise." Therefore, believers should surround themselves with a diverse group of wise counselors who can offer different perspectives and insights. By humbly seeking counsel from others, believers can navigate life's challenges with greater wisdom, discernment, and confidence in God's leading. 5. Trust in God's sovereignty. In the tapestry of human existence, woven with the threads of our aspirations and plans, there shines a central truth: the sovereignty of God reigns supreme. Proverbs 19 verse 21 illuminates this timeless reality, declaring, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." In this profound truth lies our ultimate assurance and confidence. When we find ourselves at the crossroads of decision-making, uncertain of which path to tread, we are beckoned to relinquish our own plans and desires at the feet of the Almighty. It is an act of profound trust and surrender, acknowledging that God's purposes far surpass our finite understanding. Just as Joseph declared to his brothers in Genesis 50 verse 20, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." So too can we trust in God's sovereignty to redeem even the most dire of circumstances for His glory and our good. The psalmist echoes this sentiment in Psalm 37 verse 5, urging us to commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. In the face of uncertainty, we are called to entrust our plans and decisions to the hands of the One who holds the universe in His grasp, confident that He will guide us along the paths of righteousness and fulfillment. Even in the face of adversity and setbacks, we can take solace in the assurance that God is working all things together for the good of those who love Him, Romans 8 verse 28. His purposes are unshakable, His promises unbreakable, and His faithfulness unwavering. So, as we stand at life's crossroads, may we surrender our plans and desires to the sovereign will of God, trusting in His unfailing love and wisdom to direct our steps. For it is in this surrender that we find true freedom and peace, knowing that He who holds the stars in place is also guiding the course of our lives according to His perfect purposes. In the sacred journey of discerning God's will, anchored by the unwavering faithfulness of our Heavenly Father, we find assurance and guidance. Through the avenues of seeking His word, fervent prayer, attentive listening to the Holy Spirit, seeking wise counsel, and trusting in His sovereign hand, we navigate life's intricate decisions with unwavering confidence and assurance. Firstly, let us immerse ourselves in the timeless wisdom of God's Word. For as Psalm 119 verse 105 beautifully proclaims, "Your Word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." By delving into Scripture, we uncover divine truths and principles that illuminate the way forward, aligning our hearts with His perfect will. Secondly, let us cultivate a spirit of fervent prayer, recognizing it as our direct communion with the Almighty. As we pour out our hearts before Him, laying bare our hopes, fears, and uncertainties, we invite His presence into every aspect of our decision-making process. Thirdly, let us attune our ears to the gentle whispers of the Holy Spirit, who guides and counsels us in all things. In the quiet moments of reflection and meditation, may we discern His prompting and leading, trusting in His divine guidance to navigate life's complexities. Furthermore, let us not neglect the invaluable resource of seeking wise counsel from trusted mentors and fellow believers. Proverbs 15 verse 22 reminds us, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed." Through the wisdom and perspective of others, we gain clarity and insight into God's will for our lives. Above all, let us anchor our trust in the sovereignty of our Heavenly Father, who holds the universe in His hands. Even in the midst of uncertainty, we can rest assured that His plans for us are good, as Jeremiah 29 verse 11 assures us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." May you find peace and clarity as you surrender your will to God's perfect plan for your life. With each step guided by His wisdom and grace, may you walk in confidence, knowing that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1 verse 6.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.